Hey there, welcome back to the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. Today I want to share with you a little bit of information from this book I've been reading called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. This is a book from, oh my goodness, the early 2000s, I believe. And it's by the New York Times bestselling author of Five Wishes. And so this book is all about the upper limit theory. And if you're not familiar with our upper limits, as far as limiting beliefs, what an upper limit is similar to, it's like when you set the thermostat to an automatic like level, and the thermostat, like say you set the thermostat to 85 degrees, which is super hot, but that's how hot it is in my apartment right now. I'm sweaty because I have to turn the fans off when I record my podcast, and it's noon here in Zihuatanejo, Mexico, and it's so hot. Oh, I just get so sweaty making these. I don't know why I don't do them earlier in the day, but I honestly cannot get hard things done before 11 a.m. So with that, let's try this again. Upper limits is when it comes to the psychological effect it has on our behaviors. It's similar to when you set the thermostat and it automatically goes up or down to the desired setting. Our brain is just like that as well. So we have this pre-programmed limit of success, abundance, and love in our brains. And when we hit that limit, we do stupid things to sabotage it. And so I've been reading this book all about that because I feel like I've been the victim of that in my relationships in the past, and definitely do that in my business right now. And so I got to chapter 7, and it's about solving relationship problems. And I thought this was really cool because there's a quote right here. It says, "In fact, the greater success you achieve, the bumpier your relationships tend to be." And the reason for this is based on these 6 things, and I wanted to share these 6 things in this book with you because I think it's really, really interesting. So let's go. Oh, and then the other part of this is said that they did a study on 436 successful people and studied their... Oh, wait, hold on. It said they studied how many... Yeah, they did a study on successful people, and of 437 successful people, they found 80% of those to have unsatisfying marriages and long-term relationships. 80%. And 20% of the couples had relationships with that they called vital. And so the reason that these 80% of people were experiencing unsatisfying relationships was these 6 things. Cool. So let's dive into this now that I explained that super poorly. Number 1, partners would remain together in spite of having fallen out of love with each other because they were going through the motion sometimes for decades. The relationships often looked okay from the outside, but there was little to no passion between the individuals. Okay, number 2, in passive congenial. Every time I can't spell or can't pronounce something, I try to pronounce it in Spanish, which just makes it sound even worse. The partners had never been passionate about each other in the first place. Their relationship was based more on affectionate friendship, and they were much like business partners. Their expectations were low, and they seldom were disappointed with each other because of that. They didn't fight much. They reigned together in state of the ho-hum harmony. And this is exactly with my narcissistic ex. We never really had any passion between us in the first place, but we were just both so like gritty and resilient that we got along as far as business partners super, super well. In conflict habitual relationships, the partners had created a lifestyle based around constant conflict. Whether engaged in low-level bickering or heated conflict, they remained in a long-term combat. Interrupted by periods of truce, they seemed almost to thrive on conflict. Okay. And then, let me get to the next page over here. Hold on one sec. I know there's a few more. Oh, maybe there's only 3. Okay, just kidding, there's 3. I thought there were 6. Where are the other three? Okay, well, anyway, there were three. I don't know why I wrote down there were six. Yesterday, my brain was just, like, on fire making all these notes, but also, like, making lots of mistakes with numbers and stuff. Okay, well, the other thing I want to mention from this book is there are two main reasons why successful people have kind of dismal relationships. One, simply because they're successful. So they're just like, oh, I'm successful and this is fine. Number two, because they didn't know about the upper limit problem. And so the fact that they were being successful makes it more likely that the relationship will be troubled because both partners have to deal with their own upper limit problem and to a more intense degree. And so I look back at my own relationships and I'm like, this is exactly what was happening to me because I was always successful and I was like, I'm successful. Why am I having problems in these relationships? Can't be possibly because I'm not a failure, blah, blah. You tell yourself all these things. So anyway, it kind of goes into why these beliefs really like start to come to the surface is because a lot of people are like, okay, I'm fundamentally flawed. If I rise up, the people underneath me aren't going to want to come with me. I'm going to have to leave people behind. I don't want to outshine my partner is another big one. It goes all into these really, really, really deep things. And so both partners have to take responsibility and be able to create their own reality from their mind and be able to be like, okay, it's not because you're doing this thing to me. It's because of my own internal issues. And that's hard for people to do, honestly. It's really, really hard. So I thought I'd share that with you. Sorry, there's not six. There's only three. My brain was tricking me yesterday with with these things. So I hope you enjoyed that. Give the book a read. It was an easy, easy read. This book only took me like 3 days to read. I just like blew through it. Now I'm reading this book called The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. He is the author of The Untethered Soul, which is one of the most profound books I've ever read. It like changed my life in 2019 when I read that. Or did I read it in 2020? 2020 when I read it in 2020. And it changed my life. It sent me into an extra sort of crisis. Oh, goodness. Anyway, much love, you guys. And don't forget to give me a follow on my new TikTok called Tacos y Tattoos. It's tacos with Y. Tacos? The letter Y, tattoos. Tacos y tattoos, because it's like Spanish, you know? Tacos and tattoos, but with a Y as an E. Ha. Confusing, I know, for those that don't speak Spanish. But much love, and I will talk to you again in the next episode. I'm off to Florida to Funnel Hacking Live next week. So by the time you hear this, I will be on my way to the United States. Talk to you later.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.